Out its case today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. On Wall Street, the Dow down 141 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Ryan Vrak, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today will be more like a day in late May than April. Very warm with a high temperature up to about 87. In fact, the record is 88 for today. Good bit of sunshine around. I think clouds will increase later in the day. Dry this evening and tonight. Very mild, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Much cooler Thursday with a high around 71. Even cooler than that, upper 60s on Friday. It's late in the season for that. Widely scattered showers both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, Ray. How you doing, brother?
And Jack Kimball sends how you darn your way as well.
That's it. Hey, okay. So, yeah, I was having a great morning until I had to spend the last hour with David Cox in the car with me.
It's been awesome.
It's awful.
Oh, hey. Hey, David.
What's so bad about that?
Hey.
And he ain't Scott. I mean, Scott's are terrible.
He don't quit talking. I mean, he's like a teenage girl.
Oh.
Ray's the talker.
You talk like him like that, though, he's going to give you sullen silences and sideways glances.
Right.
So watch out.
Anybody who knows David knows he's not really a talker. We went out to measure a house, and I just wanted to spend a little time. We'll go over product knowledge and stuff like that, so I rode with him. Having a really good day. It's just a gorgeous day out here. It's Tuesday. It just doesn't get better than a beautiful Tuesday.
Truly, truly beautiful outside, yes.
We have a lot of new products rolling into the store right now. It's all our new displays that we bought back in January are finally starting to hit. Our Mohawk rep's coming in tomorrow to go over a new waterproof wood display that we have.
Waterproof?
Waterproof wood. It's absolutely gorgeous. That way you put it in a lake, beach house, and if you have the look of actual wood, the look you want, true wood, but it's waterproof. It's an incredible product. It's not cheap by any stretch of the imagination. It's about $11 a foot installed, but worth every penny in the right situation.
I was about to say, in the right home, like lake house, beach house, like you said, that is the right choice. So then that's one of many great products, flooring options there at Prattville Carpet. What's y'all's number again?
285-8117, and David will be glad to come out and give you that free measurement, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. And remember, folks, when you call 285-8117, that you tell them that you heard Ray and David here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
And, hey, one of these days we'll get Terry to do the whole ad for a week. I think next week I might take off because I've got a friend coming in.
Okay.
If we do, I'm going to let you call Terry's phone so we can have fun with the Scottish guy.
Okay, just text me the number. That'll be a lot of fun.
All right, guys. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Ray. 272-9228. We'll be right back after this quick disclaimer. You know why we need disclaimers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Learn to rise above principle.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Hey, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yeah, the world's gone mad, but at least Bitcoin is rising.
Amen.
Over 63,000, up about 3,000 on the day.
I'm in the money, Joey.
Up about 5%. I'm in the money too, baby.
Right.
If only we had bought and held earlier. But,
It's okay.
It is what it is.
This is for my grandkids. This is so they can say, you know what? Pop wasn't that dumb. He bought some Bitcoin, and look at us now.
You refer to your dad, your father, as Pop?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I never did. It was always being like, hey, Dad.
It's Pop, and then my grandfather was Pop, and I'll probably be a Pop.
Though it reaches a certain point where it's not even like you refer to him. I don't refer to my dad as Gary.
Yeah.
And I usually don't go like, hey, Dad. I'll like take his call or call him and be like, hey, what's up?
What's up, Pops?
I don't even say Pops. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Oh, you're driving.
That's good because I hear relationship calls with people's parents, and it's as comfortable as they're talking to a banker. They're like, hey, Dad, you know, how are you doing? I'm like, you and your parents aren't that close? And they'll be close with one but not the other, especially females. Hmm. They're very close with their mom but not their dad.
Well, one day my dad called me, and he wanted to talk about a growth on his arm.
Oh, that's got to be a nice
and it kind of looked like a
goiter,
like a breast. Yeah,
wow,
it was disgusting. Wow. The way he described it, but you know, he's been engaged. They put the wedding off because of COVID, but I've been engaged for about a year now. She thought it was hilarious, and it was the whole thing about this growth on his arm. And I'm like,
called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, I don't know, but that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Do you like those videos?
No,
you don't.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I could watch it all day.
I cannot.
It's gross, but I could watch it all day.
And I've had one of those, like an abscess on my arm one time.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, everybody can relate, though. Everybody can relate. You know, that is a sort of love language. It's like, you know, you have those girlfriends like, can I get the blackheads out of your back?
You got those kind of girls.
And it's like, sure.
Well, same like when you get sunburned.
Thank you for grooming me.
I remember being sunburned and peeling, and my sisters were like, hey, let me peel you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So weird.
Ooh. Let's get away from bodily functions and grooming for the moment. And apparently yesterday the prosecution rests, or it might just happen this morning, in the Chauvin trial.
Okay.
The defense will take up the case now, and we'll see where this goes. It is not as cut and dry as I watched an 8-minute video and made my mind up. Of course you can. You're not a member of the jury. Most of us aren't members of the jury.
Nope.
Most of us aren't witnesses in the case. Most of us certainly aren't defense attorneys or prosecutors.
But do you think they should have held that trial there, or do you think it should have moved?
I think it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
The reason...
Because moving it looks bad.
I agree.
Keeping it there makes it even more difficult, especially what we're seeing in the last couple days.
Well, not only that, but being that it's there, this is my thought. If you did it one state away, by doing it in the place they're doing it, the people are already saying, if I don't get what I want to hear out of that jury, I'm burning this place down. Well, that's gonna get to the jury. I don't care how you put it, but right. If it moved a state or two over, I think that would have kind of taken some of that away.
Not how this has been nationalized, though.
Yeah.
And when you say, "Oh, you're moving it," this is a Minneapolis issue. You're moving it away from it. It's not his true peers. There are folks that already have their mind made up.
True.
Both sides. And I think you need to let the process play out. It will come down to, was that hold done excessively? Was it against the rules? We'll see what the actual defense will bring forth. But
either way,
it's more what's surrounding the trial itself that makes talking about all the details of the trial seem, well, beside the point, unfortunately.
All right.
Deeply unfortunately. Very, very frustrating. But at least we are going to be able to, you're going to buy any fancy wine with the new... You can buy wine from out of state and get it delivered to your door.
I never found a wine I like, to be quite honest.
You're not a wine guy?
Mm-mm. I bought the Boone Farm
drink a lot
back in the
it.
Day and the Mad Dog. But
well, no wonder you're not a wine person.
Those are the only kind I liked.
Oh, no, those are not good.
Well, the other ones are so dry.
Just drink Kool-Aid, man.
That's fine. You put alcohol in it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
but wine is, I don't know, it's just too, not my palate of flavor.
Right. So here's what's on here. Is this the correct? Yeah, today's the 13th, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So here's what's on the schedule today. The Alabama legislature on Tuesday today will convene for the 22nd day of its 2021 regular session. There will also be a few committee meetings held on this day. You know, if you really want to do your own homework, you can look at every single little committee.
Sure.
But the House is going to convene at 1:00. in the afternoon and take up a 19-bill special order calendar. That calendar will include House Majority Leader Nathaniel Ledbetter's legislation to create the Alabama State Parks Enhancement Authority and implement its bonding authority. I don't know what that is, really, but I feel like I need to take a cold
Respect
shower.
My authority.
Yeah, Alabama State Parks Enhancement Authority. Enhance away.
Yeah.
No, that's probably not
what
too bad.
What could be bad about that?
SB 107 by Senator Chris Elliott, Republican from Daphne. He has a bill relating to police jurisdictions. Oh, no. Don't get us started on the PJ. I, for years, heard people go on and on about the PJ.
Yep.
Maybe this will solve the PJ.
Never
does. Apparently, you know, it's one thing when you're focused on your own PJ.
Yeah.
Where you're trying to fix the PJ problem for all the PJs around the state.
What happens?
Oh, it's a mess.
Right.
It is a mess. Now, most of the time, I kind of look at local politics and go, okay, this is really a solution that's easily found. I mean, sometimes it's just shaking hands, getting to know the people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, okay, you just got to have the will to push something through. It really is. Local government at its best is voluntary. And government's kind of just an official stamp on things people would have done anyway. That's how I see the best local government. It has a long tradition, and I think it works out pretty well. But when you start getting into certain issues about, okay, certain people are being taxed, but there is police jurisdiction to only a certain area, and how is it funded, by what entity, it's a mess. So Chris Elliott is trying to fix that.
Good luck.
SB 117 by Senator Linda Coleman Madison, she's a Democrat from Beeham, and Chris England, it looks like they're doing a bill on expungement of records, of criminal records. The House agenda additionally includes SB 249 by Senate Majority Leader Clay Schofield and Representative Andy Witt. They're relating to call centers. Two bills to especially watch in the final part of the calendar are Jamie Keel's and Donnie Chesteen's and Danny Crawford's HB 70 and SB 274. HB 70 would prohibit a person from promising to make a payment to an individual or entity on a per-voter basis in return for proof that a voter or a specific number of voters participated in a specific election. Oh, is that like the anti-Bloomberg bill?
Sounds like it.
We're tired of New York billionaires coming down here and handing out money to all our churches and nonprofits for a return on a vote.
Speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting if that passes.
Wouldn't it, though?
That's literally a vote bank. It's like, I put money in.
Yep.
I get votes out.
That's right. I don't know how else you could describe that,
Joey. I don't begrudge a church or a nonprofit looking to enrich themselves, but yeah, that the fact that that's legal still is
kind of shady.
A little bit. SB 264 would legalize the permitted hunting of feral hogs and coyotes at night. Woo! That's what I've been rooting for. We got to kill them hogs. And at night, that they come out at night, right? These are nighttime critters.
Freaks come out at night, Joe. You know that. Yeah. Coyotes, hogs, freaks, Bigfoot.
Now, don't get started on your stupid Sasquatch thing again. And, of course, observers will be thrilled to see SB 171 on the House calendar. It's sponsored by Garland Gudger. Man, what it. Now, that, if that man, he's a Republican from Coleman, if he became Alabama's governor, I don't know what his aspirations or ambitions are. I don't know where the lay of the land is. I'm not saying he will be governor, but if he became governor of Alabama, that would be up there with Tate Reeves for a governor with a name that fits the state. Garland Gudger.
He'll never be governor.
Man, why are you so down on Mr. Gudger?
Where he's from?
Coleman.
He'll never be governor.
Interesting. So you're saying there's certain power centers here in this state?
No, Coleman has a reputation of being an incredibly...
Don't say it.
Right. Community. In fact, I read an article this weekend. They called it a sundown community. And I still have a hard time accepting this as truth, but there was a guy that he was delivering. He was FedEx delivery driver, and he was actually delivering to a mom-and-pop grocery, and the lady, it was late in the day, and the lady said, hey, where are you going to stay tonight? And he said, well, I'm just going to sleep in the truck. You know, he's got a sleeper cab. And she said, you don't want to do that here. And this article...
Wait, are you telling me we still have sundown counties here?
I'm not...
What the hell?
I never heard of it until I thought all that was gone, but I read this article the other day. The story's less than 6 months old. And I just... And then I started asking some people about it, and I didn't know this, but Coleman County and Coleman area is known for...
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, anyway, these geniuses from Coleman, Gudger, and Shedd are passing very controversial bill. Actually, no, it's more symbolic. This bill that they put through, SB 171, would make the sweet potato Alabama's official state vegetable.
I do like sweet potato.
Hey, what's y'all favorite vegetable down there in Bama? Potatoes. Sweet ones.
Sweet ones.
Especially in sweet potato pie with some sugar and marshmallows.
Sweet potato fries. I really like them.
I think that's fitting. I support that legislation.
What's our current vegetable? Do you know?
We probably don't have an official state vegetable.
How ironic.
Just go to Walmart, you know.
Our state vegetable is fried chicken.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is.
What's wrong with fried chicken? Nothing wrong with that. The Senate will gavel in at 1:30, and the upper chamber's day is set to revolve around Jim McClendon's SB 319. As currently drafted, this bill would propose a constitutional amendment legalizing the lottery here in the Yellowhammer State. However, it could still be amended or substituted to include casino gaming and or sports betting. Just watch out for that. They're either going to try to sneak in those amendments at the last second and force a vote, and it may fail. And then I know the governor said she would like to see a more comprehensive gaming bill. So it could be a special session on the horizon, also a special session on the horizon when it comes to prisons, for sure. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Radio Free Montgomery.
How are we doing this morning, Steve?
Well, I always kept my PJs in the trunk for just such an emergency.
Oh, really?
In case you got to sleep sundown in Coleman?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you never know when, you know, you're crossing jurisdictions and you might want to take a nap. So if you keep them in the trunk, you're always covered.
Now, did you have like PJs with like little designs like Mickey Mouse on there? Or are you going monochromatic?
I liked the large polka dots myself.
Oh, yeah, that's tasteful.
Or a stripe kind of guy.
Stripes?
Yeah, I always thought he would be a stripe guy.
Vertical or horizontal?
Horizontal.
Well, they were easier to spot. You know, the large polka dots were easier to spot when you'd open the trunk to get them out.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
You know, if you had a bunch of clutter in there and stuff and other police equipment, you know, they were easier to spot. My question is if you're hunting wild feral hogs, it's your favorite hunting club, and you order wine.
Yeah.
To have it delivered.
Okay.
And that's part of your temporary residence. You stay there a good bit of the time, so and you may even have a P.O. box in close proximity, but you're a single guy and you spend a lot of time there and it's your man cave, but if that's a dry county, how's that going to work?
Good question, Steve. Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Now, it might be a dry county, but I can go one county over, buy beer, bring it home. As long as it's in my home, no problem, right?
Right.
All right.
But as far as Meemaw, endorsing this, I wonder if they thought it all through about
heck no
dry counties. Of course, you know.
She's as excited as I am about alcohol delivery. She's not worried about dry counties. But I wonder if it'd be considered where the sale is done over the internet. So, you know, like where the sale is completed. Because, like, if I buy furniture, they'll ask me sometimes, am I delivering it to Titus? And I'm like, yeah. They'll say, well, I can charge you a lower tax rate because you're in Titus as opposed to where the store's at. I wonder if something like that will work with alcohol delivery where because you're buying it from a delivery... I don't know.
Or do you want it? They ask you, do you want it shipped to some other location?
Hmm.
Or is this the...
I want it to my house. That's a good question, Steve.
And the other question is, do we know, has anybody ever, and I'm sure someone, and I bet Joey would know this, has anyone ever been involved in a fatal vehicular accident after purchasing lottery tickets in driving home?
Given the amount of people who have done that, probably
certainly
the case.
Certainly, I would think so.
I would be willing to bet there are less people that have done that than purchasing alcohol. And if this new law passes, and then delivering it to their home, and then leaving their home to go play the lottery in another state. I just think that sometimes we don't think things through. There's probably a whole lot more people killed, injured, maimed through the use of alcohol than playing the lottery.
Oh, no doubt.
But in the infamous wisdom of our vegetable legislature, I'm sure they thought that.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
I appreciate it, Steve.
Take care, Steve.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to kill, injure, or maim somebody, at least be sober, doggone it. Let's go to Dennis. Hey, Dennis.
What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Great. Hey, I put in a boat. I don't think, you know, I like sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
My wife loves sweet potatoes, but I have to vote for the state vegetable to be black-eyed peas, pecan, purple hulls. Absolutely.
Mm. Now we're talking country.
Black-eyed peas. I mean, everybody in the South has black-eyed peas.
Yeah.
I would throw fried okra up there, too, but only fried.
Yeah. You know, you can actually put okra in the black-eyed peas.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? So, and it's got to have a slab of cornbread.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
yeah. What are you, a Yankee?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
We raised up on
corn pone and black-eyed peas and cornbread.
Right, mm-hmm. With no sugar in the cornbread.
Yeah, you keep talking, Dennis. You're going to let it slip out about your cream of wheat and your pop that you're drinking. Not your dad, you know, that fizzy drink.
Well, you know, I also saw a thing that last night about the riots that were going on and the looting that was going on up in Minneapolis?
Brooklyn. Yeah. It's right outside of Minneapolis, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Oh, Brooklyn.
You know, they wonder, what can we do? Well, you know, what's wrong with the concept of National Guard and shooting looters on sight? You know, and I think looting would stop all across the country if that would happen.
I agree.
It may stop. It could escalate things even further, though.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
Yeah. Well,
that's where I'm at.
There's a way to find out. I don't think the shooting is absolutely necessary. I'll put it this way. Rubber bullets, tear gas, and the presence tends to keep people down, but you need enough of a presence.
Well, the problem with the rubber bullet is you can turn around and sue somebody who shot you. It's hard for a dead man to suicide.
You know, I recently was listening to it's a great history book. It's called A Renegade's History of the United States. You have the great man theory, like statesmen like John Adams, or inventors like industrialists like Carnegie. I know, what is the proper way? Is Carnegie, but Carnegie.
Carnegie.
And Thomas Edison. Yeah. And that's one, you know, history track. Then you got, you know, sort of the revisionists who brought up, like, great civil rights leaders and feminists and abolitionists and all this stuff. Well, this guy, Thaddeus Russell, says, I'm going to tell history from neither of those points of views, because actually, MLK and Thomas Edison kind of had the same worldview on a lot of stuff. There were some differences, but
sure. The
basic morality and sense of decency were same between, you know, these two groups that actually fought each other. I'm going to look at, like, pimps and prostitutes, gangsters, and, you know, just the rabble, cross-dressing prostitutes in the Boston Harbor during the Revolutionary period. And the stuff you start to read, you realize this country has been nuts for a long time, especially during Revolutionary America. I bring this up because one chapter talks about John Adams' defense of the British soldiers in the Boston Massacre. And you go read about the crowd. Just go read John Adams' defense and how he describes the crowd. And the images that we're seeing on our screens today remind me of Revolutionary America, having just revisited Revolutionary America. Things are getting
worse. Well, nice. You know, unlike what went on in Revolutionary America, where in this case you've got rioters and they're actually hurting people, killing innocent bystanders And, you know, they're not using rubber bullets there.
Oh, no.
Or they're using clubs and real bullets and knives and all that kind of stuff. You know, so, and MLK was a man of peace.
He was.
A man of vision, you know, had a purpose and changed entire generations through love and understanding, you know. But these people up here are almost a militant organizations that are attacking our citizenship and our citizens who need to stand up and take account for that. And our government is lacking the will to execute what they have sworn to do and to protect them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this legal ramifications that are going on that we need to hold them accountable for and put a quell to this insurrection. I mean, that has to stop. And, it's going to take people who are convicted to uphold what needs to be done in this country to assure safe and a safe environment for our citizens and that kind of thing.
Right.
If they got a difference of opinion, that's fine. There's avenues to go about doing that and expressing that without killing your neighbor, destroying his property, messing up his livelihood, and the convenience of the public that they serve in being able to provide the goods and services necessary to have a decent life. And you know, and they want to take all that away. So if they are willing to remove that from what the people want and what the people need to do, then they should be willing to pay an ultimate sacrifice or the ultimate price for their folly. And that's what needs to happen.
Well, I just found it striking. The commonality to me when I compare the two periods is more this palpable contempt for the face of authority and for the processes of our system. There are a lot of folks, and it doesn't fit neatly into a Democrat or Republican box. If you actually go see interviews of people on the streets, they have contempt for the press, they have contempt for police, they have contempt.
I would love to see a convention of states, and it needs to happen soon. It really does.
Well, I appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you.
Hey, good call. Thank you, Dennis.
And who knows where this goes? Not exactly rooting this on. It's just, it's amazing when you really learn the history of the average person in this mm-hmm. country. It doesn't fit neatly into
not at all.
Official histories by any means. 272-9228. I got to hit a break. Cranky.
Hold on just a minute, Cranky.
Coming right back to you after this.
Is that tear gas impacting you? Are you having a hard time seeing?
Yeah.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients of the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Duvall's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duvall's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces just in time for barbecue season. COVID was hard on everyone, but it's time for a new year and to invest in your family's living space and create something awesome. Duvall's Landscapes will help you choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, or whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Get your home ready for family and friends and make memories with your new outside oasis from Duvall's Landscapes. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you by offering beautiful long needle straw delivered and installed for just $20 per roll or $10.50 for just the roll. Call Duvall's today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Cranky. Hey, Cranky.
Hey, good morning. I just sent Eddie a picture of the mayor addressing a group of people in a closed room without his mask on yesterday. So once again, more of do as I say, not as I do.
It's like a speeding ticket, man. Don't worry about it.
Well, I also, right. I also sent him a picture of John Merrill in his part-time off-duty job when he's not Secretary of State as an added bonus. But I guess Eddie just saw it.
I've already shared it.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I sent it out to several people.
Okay. Well, oh, wow. Anyhow, hey, listen, you guys were talking about the state vegetable. I thought that was Kay Ivey.
Oh.
Too soon?
Oh,
too soon?
No, just, I think Kay will enjoy that, but don't tell Josiah. That's just me.
Too soon?
Oh, no.
Anyhow. I'm going to quit before I get FedEx straight to hell. So you guys have a great day, and thanks for picking me up.
Thanks for the laugh, Craigie.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, 272-9228. Kim Williams was going to join us today, but she's so busy helping folks out, we had to reschedule.
I understand, man. She's got to be as busy. I'm busy as crap, and I'm one guy.
Right.
She is where everybody goes to get the money, so right. She's got to be incredibly busy.
So if you are looking to get the money, as Eddie just said, whether you're looking to buy your very first home and engage in your first mortgage, or you're looking to refinance that current mortgage, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to call, 567-4223. You can also apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. When you call them up, just say, hey, I was listening to Joey on News and Views, and you know, I haven't refinanced in years, and I would love to see how much money I could be saving. And she'll ask you some basic questions like, what's your Social Security number? How much money do you make, give or take? People actually lowball it because she's looking for before tax, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you just have that basic information. She'll turn it around pretty quick and say, oh, here's what I think we can do for you. And it usually means you save hundreds of dollars a month, adds up to thousands over the year, not to mention the entire rest of the mortgage. The duration alone, I mean, you're freeing up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, it just, like, oh, man, that money wouldn't have even come to mind if you didn't take this opportunity to refinance. You get to skip up to two payments.
Nice.
When you refinance your Alabama Home Mortgage. So skip 2 months of payments. When you start paying again, it's lower than it was before.
Yep.
It's a great way to relieve financial stress. Hey, maybe it'll save the marriage.
It can happen.
I'm not joking there.
No.
Or maybe you're just looking to reinvest back in your property or yourself in some other way. Alabama Home Mortgage can help you there. And when you're looking for that very first mortgage to buy your very first home, it all starts with pre-approval. And Alabama Home Mortgage emphasizes that. Get pre-approved first, and then they'll be there every step of the way, all the way to closing day. So check them out today. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville is the first choice for assisted living and memory care in the River Region. The newly remodeled facility offers a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest while creating a warm environment that feels like home. The residents are enjoying activities in the company of each other and have the attentive assistance of a caring, experienced team. Assistance is available for veterans who qualify. To learn more about the Harbor or to schedule a tour, call Christy Goodwin at 334-224-0150. 58. Life is good at the Harbor.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today will be more like a day in late May than April. Very warm with a high temperature up to about 87. In fact, the record is 88 for today. Good bit of sunshine around. I think clouds will increase later in the day. Dry this evening and tonight. Very mild, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Much cooler Thursday with a high around 71. Even cooler than that, upper 60s on Friday. It's late in the season for that. Widely scattered showers both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, let's flip a coin here. Okay. Do we want to talk about a fairly non-controversial, basic local story, something you mentioned to me in passing, that I saw as well, or the usual crap out of D.C. Here, do you want to flip this coin for me?
Okay.
All right. I've been carrying around these worry coins now. One that says, like, what's heads?
Carpe diem, we're going to call it. Heads and tails is enjoy life today because yesterday is gone and tomorrow is never promised.
All right. That's tails. All right. Wait, which is going to be which?
You better hurry up and spin it.
Biden's going to be heads.
Heads. All right. And it is tails.
It's tails. Okay. Give me my coin. All right. Thank you. Don't want you.
That's insane. Worried about me stealing your coin?
Yeah. Well, I got to watch out for you and your donut-ridden hands.
That's right.
So,
might be a little sticky, by the way.
Yesterday, the mayor, as Cranky mentioned, did hold a press conference, and pretty non-controversial issue, and a good thing. This is where some of the money may be going, and the money that's coming in this year, and it's a summer program, right?
Yes.
200 different jobs, and it's aimed at giving youthful Montgomeryans employment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this goes back, you know, talk about early American history. Idle hands can be, the devil's work.
Yeah, devil stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. Idle hands are good.
And I don't think we're bringing back the, like, hardcore Protestant work ethic.
Really?
Though Max Weber credits it for the development of capitalism in the Protestant world.
All right.
I don't know about that, his historicism. I don't know about that guy.
You're going deep there, buddy.
But I think this is a good idea. I think there is some truth to that old-timey idea that idle hands can lead to some pretty bad stuff. As well as
living
idle
proof.
Hands that get to work on somebody and you go blind all of a sudden, according
Absolutely.
To
Doc. Absolutely.
You know, how full of crap have doctors been running the government for so long? That a little self-abuse, a little self-pleasure would make you go blind.
Why do you wear glasses?
I don't. I had LASIK surgery.
Everything that's fun is bad for you at the end of the day, Joey.
Yes. But there is a little bit of truth to that. That if you are just engaged in pleasure, if you are just engaged in the moment, the whim of the moment, and how can I get by, you're not going to develop the skills to have a better day and a better day and a better day.
True.
You're not going to build this base up. But... You know, there's always room for an extra slice of pie, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I'm never going to argue with you on
it's
that.
It's all about balance, in my mind. Work hard on the things you really care about. I think drudgery itself is overrated and not necessarily godly in my mind, just moving dirt around. What are you doing? No, I'm digging this ditch.
Digging this ditch.
Back up.
Digging a hole to bury a hole.
Doesn't sound exactly worthwhile to me. But they are doing a Montgomery's Outdoor Adventure Program a go this summer. It's a job opportunity for teens. It's through Parks and Rec. I worked there as a teenager.
I think it's a great idea. I hate that we can only start with 200, but I think it's something we can build on for sure. I don't know what they'll be doing, but there's a kazoo.
Well, it's a normal annual event. It'll return this summer to Gateway Park, which is a beautiful park.
Yes, it is. Did you do any work out there, Joey?
Yeah, some.
Yeah?
Some. We didn't have to do much work. I mean, we weren't like the crew devoted to Gateway.
Okay.
We go help if there was a big event going on. We go help set up tents and
pitch
do
tent,
some,
did you do?
Yeah, some extra stuff. Well, the biggest tent we ever pitched was over at the zoo.
Oh, dude.
It took the whole crew. Not
really?
Like just our truck. It took like all the trucks, all the people that
worked
at
Parks and Rec.
Did
y'all have to sledgehammer the things in the ground for those tents?
Yeah, and then you have these massive, essentially, telephone pole things. It is quite a project, and a few guys knew how to do it really efficiently, and it worked. It went pretty quick.
And one of those
by the way,
used?
I joke a lot with, windshield time with Parks and Rec. The deal is when you have big events and things you need to do, you need the manpower to do something quickly. And then every day you don't have a big event. So you still have jobs that you need to do every day, but let's just say it doesn't take the whole day.
Right, but in any job, Joey, there's days where you have to bust your butt, and there's days that you don't.
Oh, how about resodding a baseball field?
No, thank you.
Recutting the diamond. Not fun.
No.
Yeah. Today, what'd you do? Well, we picked up some trash.
Wait, are we doing it in July?
Yeah.
No,
we relined the baseball field. That ain't bad. But the mayor said, we're proud to announce that the Outdoor Venture Program is part of our commitment to giving our students, our children, opportunities and activities that support the mind and body. We'll see a lot of kids out there here safely doing some adventures that you may not have seen, certainly not last summer, given, you know, the pandemic.
I think that's a great idea.
Now, the opportunity to participate in equestrian, and
yeah,
horse riding.
That's horse riding.
Like horse tricks.
I think it's riding.
Don't you hop over stuff?
Well, you can do that too, but equestrian, I believe, is just riding.
Racing?
Riding.
Just riding.
Yeah, Joey. Not everything's a gamble.
Archery?
Yes.
You ever shot a bow and arrow?
Yep. We have a range in Wetumpka, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, public range, free.
Fishing?
Oh, that's great.
Golf?
Yeah.
And other activities. I wonder what those
are. Wait a minute. These are jobs?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a larger... The jobs will be helping to make all these things work. This outdoor adventure program for the summer.
Because if that's jobs that I get to go golfing and fishing and all that, sign me up, brother. I'll do that.
It's a no-cost six-week program for students in kindergarten through fifth grade, June 14th. It starts June 14th. It aims to bridge the learning gap during those summer months. So they're looking to hire folks who are 15 to 21. The Montgomery Education Foundation is looking to employ these college-age adults who have interest in education to help serve the young kids engaged in this outdoor stuff.
I know my son and my niece, years and years ago, they did a thing like that the summer at the zoo, where they worked all summer at the zoo as kind of like interns. And they were both 10 or 12 years old. So they got to hold the snakes. They got to clean up elephant poop, the whole nine yards. But they loved it. They absolutely loved it. In fact, my niece went on to...
They enjoyed cleaning up elephant
poop? I don't know if they enjoyed that part, but they enjoyed other parts of
it. Okay.
Yeah. Like playing with the monkeys. Mm-hmm. They got to actually pet the giraffe.
Really?
Yeah, I got a photo of me and the giraffe. We got really close. I put some hay in my mouth, and that giraffe come down and got it. Kind of, yeah, one of the moments. Me and that giraffe share.
Look at the
moment.
Time. More news and views from 9 till noon. Don't giraffes have big tongues?
Yes, they do.
Well, they got a long neck, so why not? More news and views when we come back.
When they were old, their lives wasted away.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
ABC Tonight, TV's most watched new drama, Big Sky, returns.
Drop your weapons!
You call the cops!
We're not cops!
We're private investigators.
And a new mystery begins.
Folks are not going to take kindly to you poking around.
From the creator of Big Little Lies.
You don't know what my family's capable of.
No.
Don't you look pretty.
Stay back!
Big Sky returns.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Boat Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. That means he can help you buy that home here in Montgomery or in the surrounding areas, sell that home in Montgomery or the surrounding areas. And of course, he can also not only help you buy that home, sell that home, he can manage that rental investment for you. So you got a rental property and you don't want to do all the landlord stuff yourself, but you'd still like it to be a performing asset. Well, the Goodson Group can help you out there. It's really, though, where Bo's experience comes into play. Of course, it comes into play with buying and selling, managing those rental properties. He's put together a great team to help figure out all of those problems and bring forth solutions. But his experience really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state of Alabama, because it's very interactive, relies on Bo's experience, a lot of Q&A, a lot of real-life scenarios, learning from the good and the bad. And, well, a lot of folks have gone on to get their real estate license after going through the 20 weeks there at Bo Goodson for Real Estate School and got on great success in the real estate market here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas. So check them out today. You can call the Goodson Group at 551-0225, 551-0225, or go to thegoodsongroup.com if you're interested. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. So, got this Joe Biden. How long is this crap here? That's about a minute. Let's listen.
I think that's what we're here. It's a bipartisan meeting here. We got the dean here. Don Young is here. We got the dean. So everything's going to be all right. But all kidding aside, I'm prepared to negotiate as to how the extent of my infrastructure project, as well as how we pay for it. But if we get in a serious conversation about how to do that, I think everyone acknowledges we need significant increase in infrastructure. It's going to get down to what we call infrastructure. Some people don't think that, I'm not suggesting anybody here has that view, but there's a lot of folks saying that the fact that we have millions of people not able to drink water because there's lead and it's coming through lead pipes, I think that's infrastructure. I think broadband is infrastructure. It's not just roads, bridges, highways, et cetera. That's what we're going to talk about, and I'm confident everything's going to work out perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, why do we even pay local and state taxes?
I have no idea. I'd like to stop whenever you're ready. Let me know.
Yeah, the federal government's going to take care of all this. Why do we even have states?
Again, I don't know.
Yeah, we just get rid of the governors and the local representatives, the mayors and the city
council. Save us a lot of money on payroll.
Right. Let's just have one big federal government that looks out for everything.
They have one of those on the other side of the world. Russia. China.
China?
Mm-hmm. How's that working out for them? All those people seem happy.
You know, I noticed this the other day, and I noticed again today, where Biden is speaking. He was sitting there at the Oval. It's one of those little, we're meeting in the Oval Office. The press comes in, throws a question.
Okay.
It's going to be great. And I noticed behind Biden on this table, they have a bust, just the head of Jack Kennedy.
Now that's a bust.
Yeah, JFK. And it's the freakiest looking thing. It looks like it's made of bronze. Let's hope it's not paper mache, because that would be fragile. But I'm wondering, did they make it out of like a single piece, or did they have to put it together like Humpty Dumpty?
Kind of looks cracked.
It's a weird looking statue. It
looks like it's been dropped.
It's a weird looking bust. Like, I don't know what that is, but if I had that in my office every day as president, that would freak me out.
One side looks bigger than the other.
Ugh.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it's odd looking.
They could do a better job of that.
But, of course, Biden and team are going to say, we're going to negotiate. And then, yeah, but we're going to do reconciliation anyway.
We're negotiating.
Well, it comes down to a lot of these moderate Democrats, so-called, and whether it's Tester of Montana, Sinema of Arizona, or Manchin of West Virginia, as well as a few others. We'll see how big this thing gets and if it actually funds infrastructure or just pie-in-the-sky dreams that... Well, don't seem these castles in the sky that don't seem to have any foundation here on Earth. We'll see.
I got a question for you, Joey.
Question?